Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Zach Troutman in for Brian Barrett today on Rutherford Issues, and I am joined now by Sean Gilliland from Primary Care and Hope Clinic right here in the great city of Murfreesboro. Sean, how are you doing?
Very well, Brian. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you're having an excellent day, and Primary Care and Hope Clinic is having an excellent year. It is the 20th anniversary. Is that right?
That's right. A lot of people know about us, but don't realize that we've been around for quite that long. But in 1992, we were started with just one nurse practitioner and two exam rooms, and now we've grown to where
very much more than that.
Right. We're up to 9 medical providers and a physician, a behavioral specialist, a dietitian, and a full staff, and a large facility, thanks in large part to the generation of our community.
Well, for people maybe who aren't familiar with the Hope Clinic and aren't exactly sure what it is that you guys offer, what makes you a little bit different, why don't we just give them a brief synopsis?
Sure. Well, we are a medical clinic, a primary care medical clinic, but our mission, we are a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to serve the uninsured and the underserved here in Rutherford County. Underserved, obviously we know what medically uninsured is. Underserved, typically meaning 10 care, Medicare, folks who are having a hard time finding a physician or who may be underinsured.
Which is a big deal right now because, you know, it's hard out there economically. A lot of people are having a hard time and a lot of people are uninsured. Not only that, but right. This being a college town, a lot of the younger adults who are maybe just getting out of college or still in college, maybe are no longer on their parents' insurance, can't afford it. This is a fantastic resource for those sort of individuals.
We believe so. And it's primary care is important. It actually saves money and saves lives. And for us to be able to offer a sliding fee scale where dependent on your income, your copay is going to be set along that scale. So some folks may be paying as little as 10 to 20% of the actual cost of the visit.
Because getting that care is important. The best the best thing you can do is preventative maintenance,
exactly.
So to speak. So you'd hate to have to wait until there's something really, really wrong to go to a doctor. You got to keep that up. And so it's great that clinics like this are out there to help out. Now, you guys have a lot of stuff coming up to sort of commemorate things you usually take part in anyway, and then also to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Hope Clinic, starting pretty soon, actually. Next Saturday is your first event. Why don't you tell us a little
That's
bit
right.
about that?
Well, we've gotten to where we are because of the generosity of our community,
yeah.
And we do appreciate everybody who sees a value in what we do. We can talk a little bit about the other two. Typically, there are two events that are hosted by community folks that benefit our organization, the Taste of Stones River that's held out at the Avenues, and the Fenton, Payne, and Fred 5K. But this year, we've got something that we have done before, but not very often. It's called our Luau.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a more regular staple, but we've brought it back this year to help celebrate our 20th anniversary.
And is it exactly what it sounds like? I'm picturing a tropic theme kind of...
Exactly. I can't guarantee a stuffed pig. But
yeah, exactly. Maybe not the pig on the spit, but right.
It's going to be hosted at Stones River Country Club, again, Saturday, June 16th at 6 p.m. It is a casual luau dress, so if you're not on the party circuit because you don't like to wear the tuxedo or the monkey suit,
right.
Then this is the event for you.
If you've got one of those silly Hawaiian shirts laying around
Perfect.
The house, which probably everyone does, and, you know, the wife or somebody won't let you bust it out and wear it. Now is the
You don't
perfect
get the opportunity
occasion.
Too many times.
That's right.
Perfect.
Take
perfect
it now.
it is going to be a lot of fun, and we have several corporate sponsors that are helping us out, and appreciate all the patrons who have signed up to help with the party. But we're looking for anybody who wants to come, and again, as a way to say thank you, we appreciate you to the clinic, and. We just can't say enough about that level of support we have.
And tickets are, for...
Right. Tickets for this event are $75 a person. And with that, they're going to get the party, the live music, the open bar, the Caribbean dinner.
Yeah, and to support the organization,
exactly.
I mean, that's not really much at all, considering all of the money that this establishment saves people. Keeping them healthy, helping them live longer, live better lives, I mean, that's nothing.
Right.
You can't put a price tag on health.
We're very proud of the fact that we've got a nonprofit organization that... is able to take the support we get from the community, from fundraisers and other things, and then really give back almost dollar for dollar in unreimbursed charity care to this community.
Because that's something also that a lot of people are somewhat skeptical about when they go to donate their money, or who they decide to do business with as well. Okay, how much of my donation, how much of what I'm putting into this is going to come back into the community? How much is going to just go into their pockets, or nothing's going to happen to it? And this, you know, you can really, really see where all of that money is going, and you know it's being distributed and used properly and to the absolute best end, which is keeping people healthy.
Exactly. But if $75 is, and a luau is not your forte, then we do offer a couple of other opportunities. Coming up August 18th is the Fenton, Payne, and Fred 5K. This is run by an organization that wanted to do something nice for these three physicians here in our community. And the run benefits a couple of other organizations as well as the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, including Special Kids and the Blue Raider Athletic Foundation.
Oh, fantastic.
And so if you're a runner, registration, you can go online and register right now for that event. For $30, you can get your ticket, have fun at the run, get you a T-shirt, and then support the clinic and these other organizations.
Certainly.
And then the next week, we have the Taste of Stones River at the Avenue, a perennial event where you can come and buy a ticket for 50 cents and use that ticket to buy a taste of food from many Rutherford County vendors.
Right. Great deal. And if you want to get more information on that event, tasteofstonesriver.org, you can check out tasteofstonesriver.org. For the luau this year, RSVP is by this Saturday.
That's right.
You want to RSVP by this Saturday, the 9th. So go ahead and make sure that you get that in. For more information on tickets, you can send an email to Bette McFarland. Is it Bette or Betty?
It's Betty.
Betty McFarland.
With an E on the end.
There you go. Betty McFarland, BETTE.McFarland@ HopeClinic.org, HopeCLNC.org, which is also their website where there's information on all these events and how to get in touch with them for healthcare and so much more. A great website, very comprehensive website, lots of resources and information available for even if you don't seek care through the Hope Clinic, because ultimately your main focus is just helping people get healthy and maintain a good quality of life, even if it might not necessarily be through you.
Right.
The health is the important part, keeping everyone in top shape.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Sean Gilliland from the Primary Care and Hope Clinic right here in Murfreesboro. We'll be right back in just a moment. And it is the bottom of the hour. That means it's time for the news with Ron Jordan. Stay tuned to Rutherford Issues.
Accused of theft, I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. A man accused of stealing about $35,000 worth of merchandise from the Belk department store in the Avenue has been arrested. Christopher Smith evidently stole merchandise from the store while working in receiving. A loss prevention officer is one who discovered the theft. The employee would allegedly take the merchandise and then ship it to his house, charging Belk for the shipping. Smith, who already had an outstanding warrant from Smyrna, was charged with theft of over $1,000, booked into the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro, a leader in chronic pain relief in Rutherford County for over two decades. Call Dr. Mark Kester at 895-1253 to set up your free consultation. Bed Bath & Beyond, Stein Mart, and Marshalls all reported a theft of their cardboard compactor parts. In this bizarre group of thefts, unknown persons removed a piece that's called the turnbuckle. Several other pieces also taken. Thefts valued at more than $3,000. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has removed one of the state's 10 most wanted fugitives from the list after he was captured Friday afternoon in Rutherford County. Rutherford County Sheriff's Office assisted the TBI and the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force with a traffic stop near Sam Bradley Parkway and I-24 that led to the arrest. 38-year-old David Powell of Smyrna taken into custody, along with his accomplice, 36-year-old Alyssa Cartwright of McMinnville. Both were wanted by Williamson County Sheriff's Office on one count of attempted aggravated burglary. On May 25th, Powell and Cartwright attempted to gain entry to a Cottage Grove residence where a mother and three small children were staying. Victims stated the two were attempting to break into the front and back doors of the home when they were scared off. A man arrested in Murfreesboro Monday morning for allegedly threatening to blow up the Social Security office there. His name? Brian Bottoms. He was in trouble 15 years ago when his brother Sean and he were arrested for plotting to kidnap a Nashville news anchor and radio talk show host. This is WGNS News.
Next, it's the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
Wherever life leads you, Cannonburg Moving and Storage will get you there.
Family-owned and operated, Cannonburg Moving and Storage has been moving Middle Tennesseans since 1972. Commercial, residential, local, and long distance, moving by the hour or flat rate, wherever life leads you, we'll get you there. Make the right move. Call Cannonburg Moving and Storage.
Planning your next move? Whether it's across town or across the country, Cannonburg Moving and Storage can help. 907-8102. That's 907-8102.
Identity theft is when someone uses your name, social security number, credit card number, or other personal information to apply for a credit card or gain access to your money. Some believe it won't happen to them, but more are finding out it can. For tips on how to keep your identity safe, visit gobbb.org or call me at 867-0032. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair, quality automotive repair service at honest, fair prices on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
When was the last time you got a professional oil change service? Our technicians will thoroughly inspect your car or truck before you hit the highway on that big trip. We also carry BG products to maximize your engine's performance.
Honest, personal, and professional service for your car.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair, on Broad.
Across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
The family at Demas Restaurant are proud of the local emergency responders who consistently go out of their way to help others. A listener writes that she left home and knew she would make it back before her husband. When that didn't occur, she became worried and called the sheriff's office. That was when the woman learned her husband had a blowout on the interstate. And when he arrived home, he told his wife how he was attempting to change the tire in the dark. That was when Sergeant Barry Poole arrived, turned his spotlight on, and then the blue lights so others wouldn't hit them. Sergeant Barry Poole even jumped in and helped the stranded motorist change the tire. The worried wife said, "I just want Sergeant Poole to know how much we appreciate him." Sergeant Barry Poole with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office receives dinner for two at Demas Restaurant as the outstanding emergency responder. And please let the Demas family know you appreciate this service.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back into the Rutherford Issues. Zach Troutman in for Brian Barrett today, who is out enjoying a much-deserved day off. And I am joined now in his place, proving that it's hard to replace Brian Barrett. It's going to take a whole studio full of us. And joining us now is Michelle Clifford, Director of Special Events from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County, and the star of today's show, Maya. Say hello, Maya.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Maya, how old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
You are 8 years old. You are one of the most mature and bright 8-year-olds I may have ever met. I can tell that already.
Thank you.
And you've barely been in here. So let's get right into it. We are talking Boys and Girls Clubs today and the It Just Takes One campaign. For people who might not be familiar with that, because I know we're all familiar with the Boys and Girls Club and what you guys do, let's talk a little bit about that campaign, what exactly that entails. What is that?
Sure. This year's our first year to do it. It's our first annual It Just Takes One campaign. It's a campaign to raise money for scholarships, need-based scholarships for children for the Boys and Girls Club, to help some who may not be able to afford the programs. So our goal this year was $100,000. It was a hefty goal for our first year. We're very happy to say we've met that goal. We surpassed it a tad by $109,000.
Yes.
So, you know, we're real thankful to the community. It's going to prove to be very worthy for these children and the scholarships we're going to be able to provide to them now to the club.
And, you know, meeting and exceeding that goal is a really big deal, especially now with, you know, everyone's got a little shallower pockets than they did a couple years ago. And that extra $9,000 is nothing to shake a stick at. You can do a lot of good, especially in the right hands, with that extra money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We are so pleased to have made this goal. Unfortunately, you know, there's still work to be done. There's still a huge need out there for our kids and for our services. So we keep plugging away every day. And Maya here is a great example of, you know, someone who uses our services and is just a shining star at the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Maya then. Maya, what have you been able to get out of the Boys and Girls Club? Why do you enjoy going there?
Well, sometimes when I go there, I feel like I just want to go play in the games room. But
yeah.
Sometimes, like, when we go to snack, I like to, when I'm done with my snack, I sometimes like to help Mr. John hand out snacks to everyone. Mm-hmm. And I also, like, sometimes me and my friends on the playground, we always do little fun games and everything.
What kind of games?
Sometimes we play tag or double dutch with jump ropes.
What are some of the programs that you like at the Boys and Girls Club? Like, do you like Power Hour or Healthy Habits? What's your favorite program?
My favorite is Power Hour because, like, there's a Boys and Girls Club at my school, and we don't do it as often, but we used to. What we do is, like, it's time to do your homework, and if you don't have homework, you can do, like, little worksheets, and every one is 1 point mm-hmm. or an amount of points. And then you can, at the end of the year, usually they have a Power Hour store, and you can take your points and spend them at the Power Hour store.
Exactly. See, that's way better than going to Chuck E. Cheese's and, like, throwing a ball in something and getting tokens and redeeming it at the end of the year. You know, you can redeem it by sharpening your mind.
That's right. What did you get at the Power Hour store this year?
Well, this year, like, at my school, I got, like, they had, like, these CDs, and I got one of those, and I got a Frisbee and a bunch of other stuff I cannot remember.
Okay.
Maya goes to the main club in the summer, but goes to the program there at campus school during the school year.
Yeah.
So she gets the best of both worlds.
I was going to ask, because how does it change in the summer? What's some of the programs that you guys are more focused on now, given that school's not in session, they aren't going to be coming in with homework and things like that? How does that kind of change what you get into?
Well, our summer is a 10-week program, mm-hmm. and it's themed this year as the Olympics. For the Olympics this summer.
Yes.
And so each week they focus on something different. Last week they focused on the origins of the Olympics and kind of the history. This week, is it bid for the Olympics? Is that right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're going to talk about the process of bidding for the Olympics, how the different countries, you know, get to host the Olympics.
Because it's a big deal.
It is.
I mean, that is a real source of, you know, pride for any country to be able to host the Olympic Games.
It is. What all have y'all done this summer, Maya?
Well, as you might know, there in Nashville, there's a model of the Parthenon, which is the only almost exact replica of the real Parthenon in Greece. Well, like, since Greece is where the Olympics started, it's kind of like we're going to Greece when we went to the Parthenon last week.
Yeah. It's very much like that. I've never been to Greece, but I have been to the Parthenon in Nashville, and I figure I don't need to go to Greece now. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've seen the real thing. Did you know they shot part of one of the Harry Potter movies there? Inside the Parthenon,
either.
They did.
I didn't
know
that either.
They absolutely did.
No?
Harry Potter trivia.
Harry
That's
Potter
right.
trivia. There you go. That's fantastic.
But the kids are also getting to go on a lot of fun field trips this summer, other than the Parthenon. What were we talking about? Skating on the way over here?
Yeah, I like skating. And sometimes, say we went swimming. If the pool is closed, we go out for ice cream. And if we, and sometimes last summer we would always, if we were really good on a field trip, they would take us to get ice cream.
Yeah.
And it was delicious.
So it's always something. There's always a backup plan. Nothing's going to stand in the way of a good time, even if, you know, the weather gets in the way or the pool's closed.
That's right. They go on field trips every week. Every week, every child goes swimming and skating in the summer.
Yeah.
They go swimming and skating, and then tons of other fun field trips like the Parthenon that Maya was talking about.
Once we went on a field trip to, last year we went to, the museum called, I think it was called the Fritz or something.
Fritz, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fritz.
Are you guys doing stuff now with STEM, Maya?
I think
science,
so.
Yeah,
science, math.
Yeah, I like that. Like, in school, my favorite subject is science, so sometimes in art, we do free draw, and I always draw some kind of science experiment in there. Like, once, like, I drew a person observing, like, butterflies in a cage, and it was cool.
Were you here last summer when we had the science fair? Were you part of that?
Yeah. Me and my friends came third place. We did
awesome.
Yeah, we did a project called Animal Heights, and we did, like, the heights of animals and the lengths of animals, and then we measured ourselves and compared ourselves to that.
I remember the last time I was at the Nashville Zoo, they had just gotten in a new baby giraffe that was the same height and weight as me. And I thought that that was really strange, that I was the same height and weight as a giraffe. Look a little bit different, yeah, but same height and weight as the giraffe.
That's right.
Maya, you know, I have to say it's so refreshing to see, to talk to somebody of your age who is so excited about being creative, going outside, playing, doing things, going on field trips, rather than sit inside and play video games or something like that. It's so great to hear you're genuinely really excited about doing these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of TV and video games, so.
We didn't coach her to say that.
Okay. No, she totally means that. It's you mentioned earlier, Michelle, a healthy snack program or a healthy
habits.
What was that?
Healthy habits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about that, or you can, Maya, if you'd like to tell us.
She could probably do better than me.
Healthy habits, like every day we have a healthy snack. It's not like all junk food, like big bags of chips. Sometimes we have that, but that's not all the time.
Right.
And also healthy habits. We do a lot of sports activities, and there's also triple play, which is also sports activities where you can do like sports in the gym and lots of other things.
Club serves about 120,000 snacks a year. And about 25,000 meals. And that'll double this year if Smyrna comes online with their kitchen. So, and that's open to not only the members, but also their families if they want to bring siblings or their parents. So,
yeah, like sometimes we have steak and burger, which like you can bring your family, friends. And like last steak and burger, we had a big meeting. We talked about like how the Boys and Girls Club is. And it was really fun. We got to see some club members perform, and it was nice.
So that's a great way to kind of, you know, introduce people who might not know about the Boys and Girls Club, too, and show them what a good time you guys have, and maybe they'll want to join, become members, and bring other people.
And you're not just like a high-Q science type. Like, you're a basketballer, too, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I love basketball. And actually, these 3 days, tomorrow's my last day, but I've been going to basketball camp every morning from 8 to 12. And my sister goes, too, but she's in a group younger than me. And, like, I promise her every day I would come check on her, and she always comes and checks on me. It's like she's watching out for me, and she loves basketball. Her favorite part is, like, sometimes she dribbles because sometimes my dad always lays on the floor in the yard, mm-hmm. and she always comes up and sometimes like dribbles on it.
Dribbles on top of him?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Well, she did that. That was funny.
Do you watch basketball? Do you have a favorite player?
Kobe Bryant is one of my favorite
players. Kobe Bryant, really? That's mm-hmm. an excellent choice. That's a very good choice.
And like on my basketball team, my dad almost coaches me on my basketball team every year.
And my dad's James Lakes. He's a board member and former pro player there in Europe for a while. So,
oh, wow.
She's got a basketball pedigree.
So it's, I was going to say, it's in the blood, yeah.
Basketball.
We're really excited this summer. We were talking this morning. In Murfreesboro, we had 367 kids at the club yesterday, and that's a record for us in Murfreesboro.
Wow.
Most kids in the summer. So, and I know Smyrna, I don't know the exact numbers there, but
right.
I know that they are hopping just as much as Murfreesboro. And so it's big summer this year, lots of kids, lots of snacks and meals being served and programs being run, and you know, kids at the club going through programs, not sitting at home, learning.
And, you know, we want to urge everybody, too, that even if during the summer, because a lot of people just want to stay indoors sometimes because it gets so hot here, you know, in Tennessee, it gets so hot, so humid, so sticky. you can come to the Boys and Girls Club. It's air conditioned. It's a nice environment, but you can still stay active. You can still stay active. You can do something. You don't just have to veg out in front of the TV to keep from, you know, getting heat exhaustion. There's something you can do. So bring the kids on down and, you know, stay sharp, stay active. And Maya, would you please run for president one day? Because I think your attitude towards living a healthy and happy lifestyle is probably one of the best I've heard, and especially from someone as young as yourself.
Wow.
Do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will anyway. It sounds like that was probably in the cards for you anyhow, that you plan on big things in the future, so.
Yeah, if there's not a woman president by then, I will want to be the first woman president.
And she will too, probably.
I believe you will succeed. That's a great plan. Maya, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And you have an excellent summer. Michelle, you as well.
Thank you. Thank
everybody.
You for having us.